Revived by Cat Patrick. Read by Catherine Fenton. Chapter 1. I'm flattened and thrashing on the sun-warmed track next to the football field, lying on what looks like asphalt, but what I realize, now that I'm down here, is actually that fake spongy stuff. It reeks like it was just installed. There's a woman kneeling beside my right shoulder, shouting into a cell phone. Her name is Daisy! Sharply, she sucks in her breath. I don't know her last name! She cries. For a split second, I don't know either. Appleby! Another teacher shouts. Appleby! The first repeats to the 911 dispatcher. It looks like she's having an allergic reaction to something. B, I try to say, but there's no air, no word. My jerking limbs are like venomous snakes to the students forming a circle around me. The kids jump back in fear. I gasp with my entire body, but only one rationed breath comes through. I know it's one of my last. When my PE teacher told us to jog the outdoor track to warm up for volleyball, I was excited about the fresh air. Maybe I'd get a little color in my cheeks. But then a fuzzy yellow and black menace wanted to join me and decided that maybe he'd invite a few friends, too. I hit number one on my speed dial the second I felt the familiar pinch of the first bee sting. I only hope Mason makes it in time. A wave of calm begins to creep through my body. I know it won't be long now. Everything, forehead to toenails.